This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joy podcast. To check out more podcasts from Joy 94.9, head to joy.org.au.
Excited to have Hax and Ramaran from Melbourne duo Cult Kiss on the show tonight. Thank you both so much for being here. Got to do the basic kind of COVID check-in. Whereabouts are you both?
We are in Melbourne. So, yes, deep lockdown.
How are you both feeling about it? Because it's been... At first it was like, oh, this could be an exciting adventure, and now I'm just over it.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I know. It kind of changes. The mood changes maybe 10 times a day. I feel like, you know, there are moments where I think that it's awesome. I suppose it's a good opportunity to be really creative or to focus on music. But yeah,
yeah, we've gotten heaps done.
We've got a lot done, but it also, gosh, I miss the world beyond it. And it's so weird and surreal seeing photos from people in different states and just seeing people doing activities and living their lives.
It messes me up. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. What did we do to deserve it?
Exactly. So Cult Kiss has been your project since 2016. I just want to, for people who maybe have not heard of your music before, I want to help catch them up. Cult Kiss has been the deal since 2016, but you'd worked together before then. How did you find each other?
Oh,
Claire and I have been making music for quite a long time. Yeah, like, what would you say, Claire? How long have we...
Oh, you know, many moons, many demos, many gigs. We were in a project before, and we actually met at the Sin FM studios.
Oh my God.
I
used to be a presenter on Sin FM.
Oh, holy hell. Sin. I know. I feel like so many people have a connection to Sin, you know.
We're talking about music. The Sin Red Studios with the big @SinMedia on the wall and everything kind of feels like it's falling apart.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, that is where I met Jack, or Hax, as his producer name is. So, we met there, and then the rest is history. We, kind of had two projects, I suppose you could say, before Cult Kiss. One day we kind of just... discovered a new sound and style, and our taste had changed, and we kind of just wanted a fresh start, so that's how the project was born.
Yeah, so we've been making music together for ages. Like, Cult Kiss for us was just really, really kind of like a fresh start, like Claire said, and that's why it's interesting, because people think that it's a kind of like we're only just started working together recently, but really it's been quite a long time.
You found this new sound that you wanted to explore. Tell me about this new sound, because it does feel, this Cult Kiss project, very ritualistic, very almost spiritual, even though it's dance music.
We really started listening to The Knife and getting into The Knife, and that was when we were kind of wanted to explore a whole vocal sound. So if you go back to the start of Cult Kiss, the vocal sounds super dense. And we've kind of evolved the sound a little bit throughout the 3 or 4 years we've been making music. But what you've tapped on is definitely the feeling and the sound that we're going for.
Yeah. So not just The Knife, but Royksopp were a big influence at the start as well. Basically discovering, I suppose, you're getting much more interested in and listening to a lot of electronic/dance music, and wanting to kind of explore that, and the sound has evolved, but it definitely, I suppose, the project is still quite conceptual, and it is a homage to the power of music, I suppose, and the magic, and, you know, the way that it connects us all as human beings. I think that's definitely a big part of what we kind of want to bring, and just to share experiences with people through music.
Let's Let's go to this new song, God is the Baseline, because I want to know how this came together.
Well, it started with, funnily enough, it started actually with Jack recording the vocal hook, God is a Baseline, God is a Baseline. And I just loved it. As soon as I heard it, I was like, wow, that's an amazing concept. It's funny because he wanted to get rid of his vocal sample and he wanted me to sing it and record it.
Is the Sea of Titanium thing all over again. Yeah, that was meant to be a demo vocal for somebody else.
Yeah, so literally that the hook that you can still hear there that, you know, opens the track and is there throughout is the demo vocal that Jack massively processed and kind of formatted to change his voice a little bit.
I had to use some pitch correction, I'm not going to lie.
Because it's meant to be a very kind of like that. But I love that really sampled vocal sound, and I really liked this new kind of sound in our songs, because Jack hasn't actually added his voice to anything for Cult Kiss. And so it started there, and then that's how the kind of the rest of the lyrics just wrote themselves from the premise that, you know, well, if God is a baseline, then, you know, in what other ways is music connected to our like physical or spiritual selves? And then that's the rest of it, really. So, yeah.
Mm. And so how does that then, I mean, I was going to say we're not going to get too woo-woo, but, like, let's go with it. Like, tell me about this, because it is very much a song and even a kind of a genre that it's something that you need to feel and experience.
Yeah, I mean, a lot changed for us in the last few years when we started, I suppose, going to dance parties and, I don't know, not raves, but dance parties and like events where our friends were DJing, and it was just such an amazing experience, you know, sharing these moments with other people and human beings, and the kind of energy and connection that kind of happens in those moments. And so that's been a really big influence on us. Particularly, yeah, you can really hear it throughout the project. And so that's where the woo-woo comes in, really, because, you know,
it's kind of like that long form.
Yeah.
It's like that long form part of music, like when you're listening to a DJ set that goes for like 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, if you're in the right place, in the right zone, like everything starts sounding so organic that the electronic music almost becomes kind of more transcendental. And I guess that's kind of in the more recent years, like in the last year or two, like I think Claire and I have both been super inspired by kind of trying to make electronic music that kind of sounds like electronic, still very electronic, but still kind of sounds like it comes from the earth, I guess. Like kind of has a kind of like bizarre kind of energy about it that's kind of like almost a natural energy.
Yeah. So I suppose and that's where the words, I suppose, like ritualistic or primal come into the description of the sounds, because it's, you know, that fusion of the more polished production with the more organic aspects that we're trying to bring and combine. So yeah, so that's kind of where it all comes together with that whole concept.
So what is next with Cult Kiss? We've got new music on the way.
We do. We're really excited because we've been chosen to feature on Etc. Etc.'s Decade of Dance EP.
That's huge.
Yeah, that they're putting out. So we did a rework of Duke Dumont's Ocean Drive.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. I love. I really love the original so much. And so we submitted to, you know, be a part of it. Everyone had to kind of upload their entry, so to speak. It's really cool. It's an EP with various other amazing artists that are all really eclectic and you know, unique. So I'm really, it's exciting to be alongside them as well. So that's coming out very, very soon. On the 11th of September, actually. So that'll be dropping on the 11th of September. So that's our next release. It's the Etc. Etc. Decade of Dance rework.
And we definitely tried to put the woo-woo in that one too.
Well, there has to be. It's kind of, I mean, if you're going to have a project named Cult Kiss, like it's got to be in there, right?
It's true.
We believe in the woo-woo for sure. We're 100% all about the magic.
We do, we do. So yeah, so that'll be our first release, like, through Et Cetera, Et Cetera. So that's exciting, and yeah, we're honored to be a part of it. So it should be cool.
And then you said you're working on a lot of music in lockdown, more productive than ever. Is mm-hmm. there an EP on the way, an album, dare I say?
Yeah, well, the label wants us to put an EP out early next year. So we're working on that. We've got a bunch of tracks that are close-ish. Just got to get more woo-woo in them. And we're also trying to get another single out this year. That is... I was just literally tweaking it before. I think it's good. I think it's almost ready, but it's going to depend on a few little factors. But hopefully we'll put this rework out and then get another single out, followed by an EP early next year.
Awesome. Hacks Romarin from Cult Kiss, thank you so, so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it too.
This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.